Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, I was going to ask you, do you feel the same way as, I mean, is this just a job?
I mean,
seriously.
What
you do is the same as what I do. I mean, you have to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a job.
I know, but you get to be creative and do what you want.
Right. It's a job. I never think of it as just a job, but it is a job. It's a good job.
I know. Well, bloody hell, I guess it would be.
Yeah. I've never done a job in my life that I hated. I don't know what that's like.
Well, you're a bloody lucky guy.
Or I just, maybe I'm not picky.
Oh, no. No, you're probably a genius, I guess.
No, because when I think of the jobs that I've had over the years, some of them have been jobs that other people wouldn't have liked. But I enjoyed them for the time I spent doing them.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
Well, I've done a lot of different things. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't enjoy being a roofer, but I enjoyed it. When I was a young man, I wouldn't enjoy it now.
No, right.
A lot of people wouldn't enjoy being a laborer on a construction site, but I enjoyed
it.
A lot of people...
A maid?
I wouldn't enjoy being a maid.
No?
Nope. No, I don't. No, I'm not good at cleaning. I'm not a deep cleaner. My wife and I often have this discussion. I'm good at seeing the big things, but I'm not a deep cleaner. Deep cleaner, I don't see the dust. What I do is see if the trash can is tipped over in the yard, but I don't see dust.
Well, you're lying hound. And you know what?
You know what's interesting? Your calls always involve calling me a liar. This is the second call where you called me a liar, and I haven't lied yet.
Well.
Why do you do that? That's an annoying habit.
Hey, I don't mean, I'm not.
But it's an annoying habit, and it's odd because in both cases, this time and the last call, you were wrong. I wasn't lying. I haven't lied yet.
No, you know, my mom was born in England, so it's bloody lying hound. And
no matter what, you're just a bloody lying hound, whether you tell the truth or not?
Right.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. All right.
Well, I'm sorry.
In our family,
that.
We periodically called people...
My mom lived in four different countries, so...
Yeah. We had a weird thing in our family, too, and it was a term of endearment, and it took people...
That is...
It took people a long time to figure it out, but... When my mom would have people over, women over, she would say, "Get in here, you bitch." And so if I call you that during this conversation, it's meant really as sort of a loving sort of a buddy.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not meant to be.
No, it is not. It is not.
Look, my mom lived in England.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, you big bitch. I know exactly what you mean.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right. What else? Go ahead, sorry. Bitch.
you bloody lying hound. I mean,
bitch.
That's all I ever heard.
I love you.
I can't help it.
Well,
you live in England.
You're fun to talk to, you big cranky bitch.
Yeah. Well, you big cranky bastard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's
okay. It's all right. It's all right. You little peat-smelling monkey.
I'm sorry.
You little
yeah, well,
little tongue sleeve, you little road apple, warthog,
yeah, right.
Lung sausage. Little what? Little
yeah.
Moon calf lung luster.
Bloody bastard.
Yeah, I am. Carbuncle.
Hey, look what? I wish I would have a
What?
I'd like to have a consequential conversation with you.
All right, let's plan one for Monday. You and I, Monday, how about 10:15?
In the morning?
No, p.m.
All right.
Okay, good. Talk to you then. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Thanks so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. The show is Kaputsky Finito. Adios. Have a wonderful weekend. And tonight, sleep well.